Jerry Bader Show, 9:53. All right, I have a spoiler alert for you. If you're catching up on past seasons of Dexter, and you're still about to watch either seasons 6 or 7, this is a spoiler alert. You're not going to want to hear what I have to say because I'm going to give away something really big. So if you're still going through on Netflix or a DVD or whatever, and you're catching up and you haven't gotten to the end of season 6 or the beginning of season 7, you're not going to want to hear this because I'm going to give away something big. Before I do that, though, I said this earlier, and now that I've been doing this, watching Dexter en masse again, in fact, this is the first time I've ever binge-watched it. I gave up on it when we got rid of Showtime, and now I've been catching up because it's all on Netflix. They need to do, like, psychological studies on watching TV, any TV series, 8 of them at a time or whatever, or 4 of them at a time, because many of them weren't designed that way. Now they're starting to design them that way. House of Cards, which returns on Valentine's Day, was designed to be, they released it all at once so you could watch it all at once. Orange is the New Black, the same thing. Dexter was not designed to be watched hour after hour after hour because it's about a serial killer who's the protagonist of the show, the hero, if you will. He's a blood spatter expert for the Miami Metro PD, and he's a serial killer. But his dad, who was a cop, wired him with a code only to kill killers. All right. Through most of 6 seasons, he has kept this from his detective sister, Deb. The season finale of season 6, and Dexter kills people by he has them wrapped in plastic, and then he's got a big old knife on his table and shunk through the heart. His sister Deb witnesses him kill someone at the very end of episode 6. Or season 6, episode 12. And he just goes, oh God. Season 7 opens with him trying to talk his way out of it. She's got a gun drawn on him and no. And she's not stupid. He's wearing a rubber apron and gloves and everything else. And he tries to say that he had just flipped out and killed the guy. She buys it for a little while. He comes home to his apartment one day. And she has the microscope blood slides that he uses as his trophy, all of his killing knives. And she asks him, are you a serial killer? He says, yes. She goes outside and pukes. Season 7 now picks up with her trying to cure him. She's staying with him. She has him at her house now. And she thinks she's going to keep a watch on him like an alcoholic, making sure he doesn't grab the bottle. I find it a fascinating turn of events that Deb found out. I know a lot of you have already watched this. Some of you will never watch it, so I won't spend much more time on it. But I got to tell you, there's heavy-duty stuff in Dexter. And I have actually started pushing myself back. We're just an episode or two at a time. I'm telling you, this binge-watching thing is a new phenomenon, and they need to study it. Speaking of studying things, I'm really surprised by this. There is a sports story that I've heard in national newscasts everywhere today. I heard it on Fox News Radio, CBS Radio News, network television news. Whoever would have, boy, this is when you know it's a slow news January. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell proposing that they might get rid of the extra point in the NFL. I think this would be a fascinating development. Not sure how I feel about it, but it would be a fascinating development. One of the things he said they're proposing is something I proposed years ago, and a couple of relatives, a brother and sister, laughed at me, that touchdowns are 7 points, unless you choose to go for 2. If you don't make it, then it's 6. If you eschew the 2 points and you just take the touchdown, it's 7. The argument is the extra point is the most anticlimactic thing in American sport. Out of the, 1,500 attempted, he said, it's a 99.1% success rate. They miss less than 1% of the time. So he's arguing one of the possibilities, just make a touchdown worth 7 points. But if you can go for two. If you do that and you miss, then you only get 6. So you would, in essence, be taking points off the board. Because if you don't go for two, you have the automatic 7. That's the system I used to prefer. I'm thinking now you just do away. It's just a touchdown of 7 points and that's it. There is no two-point conversion. There's no nothing. A touchdown is just simply 7 points and that's it. That's all you do. Of course, then you're almost entirely taking the kicking game out of it. Jason says you have to let them go for two. I mean, you know what? I've got like 2 more things to say about this after the news. And then on to other things. It's 9:58.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.